Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Seldom is the ire and rancor of man towards God stirred in greater measure than when his absolute rule and authority is set before them. Paul recognizes this rebellious nature, which is rooted in the heart of men, when he takes away the grounds upon which men will protest against God's sovereign right to fulfill his own purpose. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? The psalmist declared the limitations of men. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Paul said, "And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Many tell us that we should not be quite so extreme in our desire to publish the glory of him who predestinates all things. The Lord has revealed his extreme justice in sending forth his only begotten Son to die for sinners, extremely satisfying his own law in their behalf. His righteousness is in itself extreme, for there is no other righteousness in which a man may approach a holy God. The work of Christ in redemption is an extreme demonstration of the extreme love which he has for that people which he chose in Christ from before the foundation of the world. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Nothing can be more extreme than the triumph of Christ over sin and death as he broke the bonds of mortality, rising from the grave in the same body in which he walked among men in this world. Thus he has demonstrated the extreme measure to which he would go in bringing many sons unto glory. He has given his people an extreme inheritance, making them joint heirs with Christ. He will lose none of those which have been given to him. Do you worship this extreme Savior?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.